Welcome everyone to the Letrero Buenos Aires Organizing Committee on Monday, 21st of October 2013 at 21 UTC. On the call today we have on the Spanish channel Raúl Bauer, Pedro Soto, Aida Nobria, Carlos Rura, Juan Manuel Rojas, Carlos Dionisio Aguirre, and Marcelo Teres. On the English channel, we have Dev Anantilaxing. We have apologies from Olivier Crépin-Leblanc and Leon Sanchez. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Susie Johnson, and myself, Julia Charvelin. Our interpreters today are Veronica and Sabrina. May I please also remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcript purposes, but also for the interpreters to identify the speaker on the other channel. Thank you, and over to you.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much. Thanks to the interpreters and to the staff for this call. The second item on the agenda is a review of action items. I think that one of the main action items was to send the template by Sylvia, but Sylvia unfortunately is not on the call. I don't know if there are any other action item pending. Otherwise, we can continue with the items on this agenda. Is there any other action item pending? This is Sylvia Vivanco. Alberto, if I may. Alberto Soto, go ahead, Sylvia. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. I would like to say that Helen Leite was preparing, together with Dev, a template to be able to present, to show all the information of the ALSs, and this is part of the showcase, that is to say the presentation of the ALSs. And I don't know perhaps if I can ask Dev to give us a brief explanation regarding this template, this format that was already done in the past, because I know this is the template that Sylvie and that we're talking about.
Thank you. This is Dave. I'm not in the AC room, so I could say something to this. And I hope I'm coming too clean. This is Dave. Can I go ahead?
Yes, you're clear. I think they're just interpreting that still, though.
Understood. Sorry, I'm on mobile, so I just can't see.
Yeah, I think they're still interpreting, so hang on.
Okay.
Yes, Ed. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Dave Nancy Lefton speaking. Apologies for my, I'm traveling on the road. Yes, myself and Sylvia are working on the template to show the ALS information. It's going to be based a lot of what is already existing on the ICANN, on the Letrero wiki. So if you haven't updated the information there, please do so, you know, very soon. And it will be using some of the information, and because we have already collected such information for previous showcases, like in Colombia, for the Letrero showcase in Colombia, we are thinking about that we may use the information that was collected there in addition to what's on the Letrero wiki. I'll probably post to the list after this call, probably tomorrow at the latest, there is the template itself, so you can see it. But essentially, it's just the name of the at-large structure, the website, the at-large structure's website, short description, and short description of activity, and possibly a photo, but we're not too sure about the photo because given the size of the booklet. That's it.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. A question, Dev.
Mm-hmm.
As you were saying before, this template, regarding this template, We will have to send this template to all these ALSs or to the ALSs regarding or regardless they have the information updated or not. Then if they send a template or not, well, that will be up to the ALSs. But I would like to know if it is a long template, if it is complicated, and when we should request or when the deadline should be for the ALSs to fill in this template. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This is Dave. Thanks, Alberto. The answer will be it has to be a very simple template. Name, just the name of the at-large structure, the at-large structure website, a short description, no more than, say, two paragraphs, and maybe one additional paragraph for the ALS activity. Okay? And that's it. We're thinking of whether to include a photo or not, but given the size of the booklet, it may not be possible. But those are only the four things. Name of the structure, website, short description, and description of activities of the at-large structure. And a lot of this information is already collected from previous meetings and whatever has also been updated on the Lakwalo Wiki, because that was what was asked for ALSs for the longest while to update the Lakwalo Wiki for, to include this information. That's it.
Thank you very much, Dev. Perfect. So I would ask the secretary to send this information to all the ALSs. Now, in terms of the action items, the staff has typed or has posted, sorry, the different options we have for the budget and estimates. The key holders are already requested. The cost is $281. We have two options regarding beverages. One option, or the cost of one of the option, is $509, and the second option, option B, is $594. The first option includes, and here, as a matter of tradition, there is a performance at the beginning of the show and then a performance at the end. And this makes the performers to be 1 hour and a half waiting to proceed with the second performance. So that's why their cost is higher. So in the first part, they propose a traditional Argentinian dance and then tango performance at the end. The second option, the order is inverted. First, we will have tango dancers, and the second part would be for folkloric dancers. These are again traditional dances, but they will use voleadoras. Perhaps you have seen this show. I sent a link, and this is a better show because it is they invert the order. And the end of the performance would be more important. The first option would include that would cost $1,590, and the second option amounts to $1,675 approximately. So I think that we can now discuss, or we should in fact discuss, which option we will take, either option A, which is traditional folkloric dance plus tango dance, or the tango performance plus the spectacular, to put it somehow, folkloric dance. So I would like to know your comments about this. This is Carlos Vera speaking. I don't know if you can hear me now. Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, Carlos. So go ahead, please. This is Carlos Vera speaking. The first option will include the Voleadoras performance. Alberto Soto speaking. I have to go to the Sheraton Hotel and confirm that information. The problem was the floor, and then I have to ask the Sheraton Hotel about the floor and then go back to them and let them know the type of floor they have. Carlos Vera speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Alberto. That was my question. Raul, you have your hand up. Please go ahead. Alberto Soto speaking. Raul Bauer, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto Soto, Raul Bauer is not, cannot hear us. Carlos Aguirre, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Can you hear me? So, taking into account the estimates that we have, I think that a difference of $100 is not a significant amount. So I think that if that we get the necessary sponsors, it would be good to have the performance or the option considering the performance with Voleadoras. So from my point of view, I think that the second budget or estimate would be better, taking into account the nature of the show. Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. I see that Raul has typed something. He is suggesting to wait for the negotiations or discussions with the sponsors. Is there any other suggestion? Alberto Soto is speaking. Okay, there is no other comment, so I think... Hello? Alberto Soto is speaking. Is there any other comment? Carlos is saying that he agrees with Raul. Okay, Carlos. The thing is this. In either case, we have a deficit. Either in option A or B, we have a deficit. That is to say, to find sponsors will not change our decision. Because if we get the sponsors, we can have the option B. I can say, okay, we can wait, but I would suggest taking into account option B. Then if we do not find the necessary sponsors, then we won't have any show, not either the option A or B, right? So I hear your comments now. Is there any comment? Carlos, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Carlos speaking. I totally agree with you. It's very reasonable what you are saying. Go ahead, please. Alberto Soto speaking. Any other comment? So Alberto Soto speaking. Then, if we do not have sponsors, then we won't have either option A or B for this show. So we will take option B if we find the sponsors. That's my proposal. Please let me know your opinions about this. Carlos Vera, for the record, I agree with your proposal, Alberto. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, thank you. Now let's discuss item. I see Carlos with his hand up. Carlos, is there anything that you would like to say? Carlos Aguirre? Alberto Soto speaking. Raul Bauer, you have the floor. Raul Bauer, I agree with your proposal, Alberto. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, thank you very much. Then, if there are no further comments, let's proceed with item number 3, possible sponsors. As far as I know, and I will speak according to what I was able to find, Nick, I couldn't contact anyone from Nick Argentina. I am not in Buenos Aires right now, so I tried to contact them by phone, but they did not reply. Anyway, I managed them to have my name and telephone number, but nobody phoned me back. Today I tried again, but it was the same reply. When it comes to LACNIC, I contacted Andres Piazza, and he told me that he was going to propose that to Raul Echeverria. I am still waiting for his reply. When it comes to Google Argentina, well, they asked me for a brief summary, and I was discussing this with Sylvia, a brief summary in English regarding the proposal and the reason for the showcase. So I will send that to my contact in the board of directors of Google, and they will provide a sponsorship of $500. I was not able to contact anybody else, so I don't know if Sylvia Helen later, she's not here to let us know, but she has contacted many people, but we have no news about that. Perhaps Sylvia Vivanco could give us some update. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Well, first of all, thank you very much for all your all the things you have done for the showcase, and all, of course, to all the participants. I know that Sylvia Helen has been contacting people, but I don't know the type of answer or reply she got. Now, if you're going to send something to Google, who are you going to contact there? Alberto Soto is speaking. Pedro Lisandrade, Les Andrade, Pedro Les Andrade is the contact. Pedro is traveling around Latin America. He's a friend of mine, and he will try to do his best to help us. Silvia Vivanco speaking. What is the amount are we requesting? Alberto Soto speaking. I asked with him and talked to him, and it is $500. Silvia speaking. Well, then what you need is a letter describing the showcase. Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, but it should be something very, very brief. The showcase and the reason for the showcase, that's all. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, very well. Alberto, I will send that information as soon as possible. And let me ask something. Apart from this procedure, is there any other contact with any other sponsor? Do we have any other possible sponsor, or is that all? Alberto Soto speaking for the record. This is all on my part. This is all I could do. Alberto, Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. This is Carlos Vera for the record. Somebody mentioned Sebastian Belagamba and Tony Harris. Have you got any news about that? Alberto Soto speaking. I did, and Aida Novia as well. Sebastian Belagamba replied to me that his organization does not cover or sponsor internal ICANN events. So, Aida Noblia, could you please let us know if you've got any reply from Sebastian? This is Aida Noblia speaking. Can you hear me? Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, go ahead, please. Aida Noblia speaking. Well, I sent an email to him, and he replied exactly the same, that unfortunately that they were not able to fund any event. So I don't have any other contact to resort to. Up to now, this is all the information I've got, unfortunately. This is all I have to say. Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Aida. Any other comment? Raul Bagues speaking. I talked to Tony Harris, and he told me that he was not able to help us this year because they have a very short and limited budget, and that they are not able to help us this year. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Raul. Aida, you have your hand up. Is there any comment that you would like to make? Aida Noblia, no, it was from my previous intervention. Silvia, any comment? Alberto Soto, go ahead, please, Carlos Vera. This is Carlos Vera for the records. May I suggest that we can have 10 ALSs so that we can propose funding? Could we have that option? Alberto Soto speaking. I don't know if you were able to hear well, but Carlos Vera's proposal is that among the ALSs participating, we can cover the deficit or the amount that is missing in order to have the show funded. So I hear your proposals now. Is there any comment regarding this proposal? Raul Bauer, you have the floor. This is Raul Bauer for the records. Well, there is no comment for that proposal. I must confess that I cannot confirm that my organization will be willing to pay money or provide money for this. I should ask about this. I don't think this would be something easy because this is something that we are not used to doing. So perhaps I should ask for an exception to our normal or regular proceedings, and I don't know if that will be accepted. Carlos Vera speaking. But we are talking about only $50 approximately, so it is not a high amount. Just to see if we can cover the amount, the remaining amount for the showcase. This is Alberto Soto speaking. There is another option proposed by Heidi Ulrich, which is not to have the drinks and to devote that money to pay the dancers. So Sadie is saying that with that, we would just have the keychains, both things, in fact, sorry, the dancers and the keychains. Alberto Soto speaking. Is there any comment regarding this? Raul Bauer speaking. Have we contacted all the possible sponsors that we have? Can't we find any other sponsor? I see Dev with his hand up. Dev, go ahead, please.
This is Dave. My question is going to be exactly that, Alberto. I just wanted to find out, well, what sponsors have we approached and which ones have already said no? So then we could decide, well, if there's any other sponsor that could be found, one. So that's one thing. Regards to the second question about having the at-large structures, but to, you know, contribute a small amount. So if it's, say, close to 20 ALSs present, and it is only $500, I believe it's $500 needed. If that is the case, then that's $25 per ALS, if assuming 20 ALSs turn up, as they have said, according to the survey. And, I mean, I'm thinking that's a reasonable amount. I mean, that's I suspect the per diem for that day is even more. So it would be like donating part of the per diem for that day. And I would think we should have drinks and food. Otherwise, it would be a very, very short showcase. As soon as the formal presentation is finished, everybody would leave. That's it. Thanks.
Carlos, go ahead, please. Can you hear me? This is Carlos Aguirre for the record. I think the option would be to find any other sponsor. In the case of the ALS, I represent, well, we have a yearly event that we hold every year. And this year, this event will be carried out on December the 22nd, that is to say, after the end of the ICANN meeting. So for our event, we are also looking for sponsors because we don't have enough budget. And I don't think that the ALS that I represent will be able to contribute, not even with $5. So the idea would be to find other events. And I do agree with Deb in terms that if we don't have support, well, Alberto, as you said before, we won't have either option A or B, only the food and the drinks, and that's all. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much. This is something, Dev, it is not that we do not have any possibility to get other sponsors. The thing is that we don't have enough time to get other sponsors because the possible sponsors take their time to reply or to reply to our requirements. So that is something very important to be taken into account. I see that the amount of the key change plus the most expensive option for the show performance amounts to $876, so we have extra dollars to spend. I think that we should reduce the amount from 800 to 300 is not good, but perhaps we can reduce the amount of beverages, perhaps, and we will be able to cover all the expenses without depending on sponsor. But, of course, we should continue asking or looking for sponsors. Alberto Soto speaking. Is there any comment? Hello? This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. I have a question. Is Jose Arce on the call? I don't know if Jose is listening to us, but I would like to ask him if it is possible to be in contact with LACNIC to see if there is any possibility for them to contribute with anything. Alberto Soto speaking. Jose, are you on the call? Go ahead, please. Jose, can you hear us? I don't think he can talk to us. I don't know if he's on the phone. This is Carlos Vera speaking. I have other proposal. Alberto Soto speaking. Jose is telling us that he has no microphone, so I think that perhaps Jose's contact is the same that I have. And this is Andres Piazza. Andres Piazza told me that he was going to talk to Raul Echeverria and then that he would reply to me. I don't know if that is possible. I know that he's coming back to Buenos Aires. Carlos, I see your hand up. Please, go ahead. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. I see that Jose is typing on the AC room, and he said that he would prefer to have food and drinks. And he told me that he spoke to Ernesto from LACNIC and not Andres. Andres is already in Bali, and he is surely very busy there. So the option, I think, is to get money from any other sponsor or else to do what you said before. Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, thank you. Any other comment? Carlos Vera for the record. Alberto Soto speaking. Carlos Vera, go ahead, please. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Well, I think that there are sometimes, for example, in Ecuador, certain companies that deal with the ministry. So perhaps we can have some Argentinian companies to deal with the Ministry of Commerce to ask for sponsors so that they can have representatives. But I will see if we can have any possibility on that side. Carlos Vera, Carlos Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Carlos. Whenever you have that information available, please let us know. I will contact the ministry myself. Now, according to the estimates, we will need $270, extra $270, to have the drinks, the key change, and the option B. As far as the key change is concerned, I would like to tell you that the invoice is available already in the U.S., and we still need some information from the supplier. One is information regarding the bank, so as and some other internal information, so as to finish with the procedure and to concrete the payment. But as I said before, in order to complete and have this show, we'll still need $270. So I think that we can have a sponsor contributing to or with $300, and that would be enough. Is there any comment? Raúl Bauer, go ahead, please. This is Carlos Vera speaking. I think, Alberto, you have made a lot of efforts, and I would like to thank the staff and the participants as well. But I think we have still some days available to see if we can deal with this in order to have the program or the schedule complete. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Carlos. Raúl Bauer, go ahead, please. This is Raúl Bauer speaking. Well, thank you very much. I think that we need to make a decision taking into account the worst-case scenario. So in this case, I propose giving or delivering the key change and carry out the show, the dance performance. And let the participants pay for the drinks. But of course, if we can get the extra money to pay the drinks, well, we can ask the hotel to provide the drink service the day before, so we do not need much anticipation for that. But, of course, the hiring of the tango and folklore dancers and the keychains, well, we need we need more time for this, so I suggest agreeing on that, and then keep on looking for sponsors. As Alberto said before, we are lacking time. We don't have enough time, and we need time to implement these ideas, and that is not simple. So that is my proposal. Thank you very much. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much. Raul, Carlos, go ahead, please. Carlos Aguirre, go ahead, please. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. I was supporting Raúl's comment. Only that. Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Carlos. Is there any other comment regarding this issue? Carlos Vera, for the records, I do agree with Raúl. I think it's a good option to have the showcase or to have the dancers and the keychains. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, thank you very much. I think that most of the members, if there are no other comments, Aida, okay, I see Aida's approval. So, up to now, the option is to have the option B, the performance option B, plus the keychain. And we need to find sponsors for the beverage or drinks. But I also understand what Sylvia is saying. That in order to get a sponsor, the deadline to be next Monday, which is Monday the 28th. So we still have 7 days. And of course, if Google agrees to sponsor, we will ask them for two options. First would be to get the $500, and we should ask the performers or the dancers to provide the invoice directly to Google. So, is there any comment regarding this? Alberto Soto speaking. Is there any other comment? Alberto Soto speaking. I see no one writing, no one speaking. I see Jose Arce typing. So sorry, this is Alberto Soto for the records. Alberto, Jose Arce is speaking. He says, three ALEC members and the two officers might contribute with $50 from their per diem. Alberto Soto speaking. Is there any other comment? I see Dev is typing. He says that he still thinks that ALS's attendee could donate $25 from their per diem, which is something that is still worthwhile. That's fine. And he says that with that, there will be no need for sponsors. This is Raul Bauer for the record. I think that we're devoting a lot of time to this item on the agenda. We have 10 minutes only to the end of the call, and we still have some other important issues to discuss. This is Silvia Ivanco speaking. Sorry for interrupting you, Alberto. So I think we can ask Silvia Helen Leite to ask all the ALSs if they're willing to donate money, $25, for this topic, for the showcase, so I can take this as an action item. Sorry. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia. So now we can go to the last item on the agenda. This is item number 5. Sylvia, if I am not wrong, the explanation I gave regarding the chart and all the other topics, I think that this item is clear, right? Am I right? Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Regarding the budget for catering, that's fine. And we now need to define the organization of the showcase itself, that is to say the speakers and a moderator. And then we have to decide the theme. We always have a theme that gives some cohesion to the discourses or the speeches that will be delivered. I see there is on the agenda many proposals by Alberto and Carlos Aguirre. They're in Spanish and in English for the participants to decide. Go ahead, Alberto. Alberto is speaking. I think we have received this email by Sylvia, sent by Sylvia, and I think we were all able to read these emails. So I would like to hear your suggestions. So please, go ahead. Raúl Bauer, you have the floor. This is Raúl Bauer for the record. I think that all the proposals are very interesting. And I apologize if I'm adding any other option at this moment, but I would like to have something or a statement referring the external community. I mean, something related to a better communication with the users or a more active participation, an opener or a wider internet. I think this would be something good to add. I don't know if my comment is useful, but this is something I would like to see reflected on the theme. Alberto Soto speaking. Carlos Aguirre, could you briefly explain in less than 30 seconds your proposal? Go ahead, please. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much. I think that the three options that we have speak by themselves, but anyway, if Raúl considers that we need to have this new proposal, we can add this wider participation of end users, if you will. I think we have to think about any other alternative if the ones that we have chosen are not enough. Alberto Soto speaking. Aida Noblia, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Aida, go ahead, please. We cannot hear Aida. I think she has dropped. I see she's typing on the AC room. While Aida is typing, I would like to explain my proposal. When I said more and better ALSs in our region, the idea is to incorporate more ALSs. We sent a proposal that was not accepted, unfortunately. But talking with Jose, I think we can carry out this by our own within Agralo. So this means to have more effective ALSs. And if we're able to add or incorporate more ALSs, that would be great. And the second part is to have a better integration or to reach a better integration of the final internet end user. Well, the idea is to explain the mission of the ALSs, and this is the goal to get or reach the internet user, the final or end internet user. So perhaps this has to do with what Raúl Bauer is suggested. On one hand, we are getting ready, but on the other hand, we are also getting ready to perform better. Is there any other option or any other suggestion? Is there any other comment? Aida, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Aida speaking. Can you hear me? Alberto Soto speaking. Go ahead, Aida. Aida speaking. Well, this should be something comprehensive. The final part of the phrase, which is a better participation of the final end users or end internet users. This addresses all the ALSs, not only the ALSs in the region. So this is something to take into account. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Aida. Is there any other comment? Alberto Soto speaking. Carlos Aguirre, you have the floor. Carlos Aguirre speaking. I was reading Alberto Raúl Bauer's statement, and I translated that into English, so sorry if my English is wrong. Alberto Soto speaking. Carlos, sorry, but we cannot hear you. Your audio is not well, so could you please repeat? Carlos Aguirre speaking. Yes. Well, I see Raúl wrote on the AC room something, and I translated that into bad English, but I think we should take that into account. Raúl Bauer speaking. I think that what Dev wrote also reflects our intention. I think it is an issue of wording, in fact, but the concept is the same, and perhaps if this makes our decision easier, I think that I would support Deb's proposal. Alberto Soto speaking. Aida, you have the floor, please. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Sorry for interrupting you. Alberto Soto speaking. Sorry, Carlos, we cannot hear you. Carlos speaking. Interpreters, I apologize, but Carlos Aguirre's audio is not clear and it is not possible to interpret him. Alberto Soto speaking. Carlos, Silvia is asking me to, if you could write that in Spanish so that the text is to be translated then in English. Jose, are you proposing Olga Cavalli as a moderator? Is that right? Alberto Soto speaking. I see Jose Arce is typing. Silvia Ivanko speaking. I think it was just to ask her for money. Alberto Soto speaking. I see Carlos Aguirre is speaking. And to make the most of the remaining time, who are we going to select as the moderator? I understand that this person should speak Spanish and English, so as to have a double presentation in Spanish as well as in English. So I am open to proposals. Carlos Aguirre, you have the floor. This is Carlos Aguirre for the records. I think that we can ask for money, or we can... Interpreters, apologies, but we are not receiving Carlos Aguirre's audio. Alberto Soto speaking. I think Carlos has dropped. Carlos Aguirre speaking. I think we should ask Olga Madruga for money, and she should also be the moderator. Alberto Soto speaking. Sorry, Carlos, I was not able to understand you. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Okay, let's see if you can hear me now better. I was saying that along Jose's lines, we should also ask Olga Madruga for money. She is the Argentinian representative at the ICANN board. So I would ask you, I was thinking about asking her to be the moderator. Alberto Soto speaking. Jose Arce, what is your opinion about this? And who should contact her? Carlos Aguirre speaking. I think the staff should contact her. Alberto Soto speaking. Carlos, you still, your hand is still up. Is there any other comment you would like to make? Alberto Soto speaking. Any other comment, any other suggestion regarding the moderator for the showcase? Paul Bauer speaking. I don't understand something. Carlos is proposing that we request the moderator to help us with the sponsor, or with the sponsorship. Is that right? Am I right? Alberto Soto speaking, yes, that's it. That is what he proposed. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Is there any other suggestion for the moderator? We need to finish with this call. Dev is saying that he does not understand the issue of the moderator for the showcase. Sylvia, I would say what I understand. The moderator is the one performing or making the presentation. He is the one announcing the speakers, the one who opens the session, and the one who presents the show. Is that right? Silvia Banco speaking. That's right, Alberto. That was the role of the moderator in the showcase at Costa Rica. He had a guide to follow. So this is something that might be done by any member. I mean, this is an internal task. So if I may, perhaps someone from the board might perform this role of the moderator. But perhaps a board member should be a kind of a speaker and not a moderator for the showcase. So that is my humble opinion, if I may. Alberto Soto speaking. I totally agree with you, Sylvia. The moderator should be a member or someone inside like Rallo. And please let us not ask Jose to be the moderator, not because he may not do it. I was not present at Costa Rica, but I think there should be someone else performing the role of the moderator, and this person should perform a double presentation in English and Spanish, and I would suggest Carlos Aguirre. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. I said that I was opposing Alberto Soto, but I think there should be someone, a local speaker. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Carlos masters the English language, so I think he's more appropriate than me to be the moderator. Carlos, go ahead, please. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Okay, Alberto, I accept your proposal. Go ahead, I accept. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, we have already selected the moderator. Is there any other comment? Because we have reached the top of the hour. This is Raul Bauer speaking. I would like to make a question. I wanted to know the amount of ALSs that will attend the showcase. I know that Deb was checking that information. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I think Deb has answered that question. It was 14 ALSs. Deb, could you please give us an update on that information?
Hi, this is David Antilak Singh speaking. The 18 ALSs responded saying yes, and with one maybe and one saying no. I can send a list of all those ALSs that said that they would be attending. That's it.
Alberto, this is Raul Bauer. May I speak? Alberto Soto, go ahead, Raul. Raul Bauer speaking. Okay. So in that case, I would like to remind you that our organization will kindly invite all the ALSs in Buenos Aires on Thursday and will be in charge of the that celebration or that event. We will be in charge of the barbecue, of the drinks, etc. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Raul. I think we have agreed on that proposal, Alberto. If we still keep the amount of ALSs that would be possible, I think that the limit was 20, right? This is Raul Bauer speaking. Yes, we have capacity for 20 people. You know, the heart is big, but the room is not enough. But anyway, we have people from the staff, from our staff, who are working on this. But if we still have 20 participants or less, we will be able to take or carry out this event. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Okay. So, we need to discuss this with certain anticipation, so I would let the ask the secretary to confirm this information. I think that on the 28th or the 30th of October, to confirm the amount of people that will attend. Is that okay for you, Raul? Raul Bauer. Okay. If it is the secretariat I should contact, I will do so. It's not necessary that all of us be involved with this. Alberto Soto speaking. Perhaps you can contact Silvia. Silvia Ivanko, if there is no other comment, I think we should finish this call right now. Silvia Ivanko speaking. So it was just, it's still not clear to me what the theme it would be. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, this is something that is still pending. So I suggest that by Thursday we propose, Raul and Carlos, all the amendments to the theme so that we can approve this by email and we can send these to the staff on Friday by the latest. Silvia Ivanko speaking. Okay, I would appreciate that because what we do is to send an email to the speakers to invite them, and of course we include the theme of the showcase in that information so that the speaker can prepare his or her presentation according to that theme. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. So is Friday suitable and okay for you, or should be before that deadline? Silvia Ivanko speaking. It should be as soon as possible. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, so perhaps Wednesday, so we can work today and tomorrow, and we can send that information to the staff on Wednesday. Please, let's coordinate and discuss the list of the issues by email, because we need to put an end to finish this call right now. This is Raul Bauer speaking. May I speak? Okay, I see that there are some comments or certain comments regarding the appointment of the moderator. So I wouldn't like to leave this topic open right now. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Raul. Okay, so I understood this was by consensus. Silvia Vivanco, please. Together with the theme that we will send in you on Wednesday, we will send you the name of the moderator as well. Thank you very much. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, Alberto, thank you very much. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Thank you for
this
your participation.
Hi, everyone. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Thanks again to the interpreters.